بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. By the grace of Allah عز وجل, we have the opportunity to meet with one of our scholars, Sheikh Abu al-Abbas Adil Mansour حفظه الله تعالى. And he's one of the mashayikh that are well known here in Riyadh. And he's known by the scholars of Ahlul Sunnah even outside of Riyadh. And we have a weekly lesson with the Sheikh here presently in Riyadh. One day a week he teaches us Usul al-Sunnah by Imam Ahmed ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala. But unfortunately, because that lesson is held in one of the houses of the brothers, the number has to be limited. But you can speak to the brothers and you can get the recordings because we have that lesson weekly. And walillah alhamd, we're close to finishing the book, and once we finish that book we will continue with another book. This gathering tonight, by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, we were able to confirm Sheikh Adil, and likewise we were able to confirm Sheikh Muhammad Al-Fayfi Hafizahullah Ta'ala, but he's taking some time to come. So Sheikh Adil, Habibullah Ta'ala, will begin the talk and we will have the translation. And then once Sheikh Muhammad Al-Fayfi comes, he will take this chair and we will continue the talk and the translation bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. So we thank Sheikh Adil, Abu al-Abbas, Adil Mansour for attending, and inshallah we will benefit from that which he has to say. فَلْيَتَفَضَّلْ مَشْكُورًا مَعْجُورًا.
الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
جملة
إيه كالعادة. أما بعد.
The Sheikh began by praising Allah عز وجل and by sending the blessings and peace of Allah upon the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, his family members and companions, and he said for that which precedes.
فأحمد الله سبحانه وتعالى الذي يسر لي هذا اللقاء معكم.
I praise Allah Azza wa Jal for the one who has allowed, has given ease for me to meet with you.
في هذه الليلة, ليلة الجمعة الرابع عشر من شهر المحرم لعام 36,400,000.
On this night, Friday night, because you know the night precedes the day, Friday night, the 14th of Muharram, the year 1436.
فهذه من نعم الله تبارك وتعالى أن يلتقي الإخوة مع بعضهم.
He said, this is from the blessings of Allah that the brothers are able to meet with one another.
وأن تعقد المجالس العلمية.
And that we have Islamic gatherings.
ويتدارس فيها آيات من كتاب الله وأحاديث من أحاديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The gatherings in which the verses of the book of Allah are studied and taught, and likewise the narrations of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ويتعلم المسلم ما ينفعه في عقيدته وعبادته وأخلاقه.
And the Muslim would learn that which would benefit him in his beliefs, in his dealings, and in his character.
مع أخذه قسطاً أو نصيباً, مع أخذه نصيباً من لهوه ولعبه المباح.
And likewise, him taking some enjoyment, that which is permissible for him to take.
له ولأهل بيته وأطفاله.
This type of enjoyment for him and for the people of, for his wife and for his children.
ومثل هذه اللقاءات مما رغب فيه الشرع.
And these type of gatherings is something which is encouraged in the legislation.
فيحصل فيها التعارف.
Because by doing so, people get to know one another.
والتعاون على البر والتقوى.
And likewise, they get to enjoin good and righteousness upon one another.
والتواصي بالحق والتواصي بالصبر على هذا الحق.
Likewise, they join together upon truth and they join together upon patience.
وهذه كلها مأمور بها شرعا.
And all of this is ordered in the legislation.
أن ينصح بعضنا بعضا.
That we are sincere with one another.
قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.
Allah mentioned in His glorious book, "By verily, by time, all of men or mankind is in destruction, except those who believe and do righteous deeds, and those who join together upon patience, and those who join together upon the truth."
أخبرنا الله عز وجل أنه لا ينجو من هذه الخسارة إلا من اتصف بأربع صفات.
Allah has informed us that no one would be saved from this destruction except the individual who is implements four characteristics.
الأولى العلم.
The first is he implements knowledge.
وهذا العلم الأولى الإيمان عفوا.
The first is faith.
ما في سوري. الإيمان الأولى الإيمان.
The Sheikh apologized and said the first is faith.
والثانية العمل الصالح.
And the second is he has to do righteous deeds.
والثالثة التواصي بالحق.
And the third is that the individuals come together upon the truth.
والرابعة التواصي بالصبر على هذا الحق.
And the fourth is that they come together upon patience upon that truth.
وأحب أن يكون حديثي معكم في هذه الليلة.
And I it pleases me that my speech with you tonight.
وهو أول لقاء لي مع بعضكم.
And it is the first time that I have met some of you.
حول هذه الأربعة الأمور.
My speech would be, or my lecture would be, about these four affairs.
فأبدأ بالأمر الأول وهو الإيمان.
So I will begin with the first of the affairs, which is faith.
إلا الذين آمنوا.
When Allah said, except for those who believe.
هذا الإيمان.
This faith.
هو اعتقاد بالقلب.
Is that an individual has a belief in his heart.
وقول باللسان.
And he has a statement upon his tongue.
وعمل بالأعضاء والجوارح.
And he acts with his limbs.
يزيد بطاعة الله عز وجل.
It increases, this iman increases with obedience to Allah.
وينقص بالمعصية لله ورسوله.
And it decreases with disobedience to Allah and His Messenger.
وهذا الإيمان لا يقوم إلا على العلم.
And this knowledge is only built on, or this faith is only built on knowledge.
قال الله عز وجل فاعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله واستغفر لذنبك.
Allah mentioned in the Quran, know that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, and then seek forgiveness for your sins.
فالعلم به يتحقق الإيمان.
So by way of knowledge, the faith is established.
ومعرفة خصال الإيمان وشعب الإيمان.
And likewise, by way of knowledge, an individual knows the branches of faith.
وما يحبه الله عز وجل فنعمل به.
And we also know that which Allah loves and we act upon it.
وما يكرهه الله عز وجل فنتركه.
And likewise, by way of knowledge, we know that which Allah dislikes and we abstain from it.
كيف سنعرف ذلك كله؟
How would we know all of this?
إلا بالعلم.
Except by way of knowledge.
وهذا العلم.
And this knowledge.
في كتاب الله وفي سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وفي آثار وأقوال الصحابة.
It is in the book of Allah and in the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and in the narrations of the Sahaba.
فمن طلب العلم من غير هذه المصادر الثلاثة ضل.
So whoever seeks knowledge from other than these references, which is the Quran, the Sunnah, and the narrations, whoever seeks knowledge from other than these references, he would be led astray.
ولم يحقق الإيمان الذي أمر الله به.
And he would not have the reality of faith that Allah has ordered.
بل يكون من الخاسرين.
In fact, he would be from amongst those who would be destroyed.
وقد كان علم أئمتنا مبني على هذه الثلاثة الأركان.
And verily the knowledge of our scholars of the past, it was built on these three pillars.
القرآن, الحديث, أقوال الصحابة.
The Quran, the Hadith, the narrations of the Prophet, and the narrations of the companions.
فلا بد أن نعرف شيئا من فضل العلم.
So because of that, we should know, or it's mandatory upon us to know something from the merits of knowledge.
في هذا المجلس.
In this particular gathering.
من القرآن والحديث.
From the ayats from the book of Allah and the hadith of the Prophet.
قال الله عز وجل.
Allah the Most High mentioned.
يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات.
Allah mentioned in His book, Allah raises those who believe from amongst you, and those who have been given knowledge, Allah raises them in levels.
وهذه الرفعة تكون في الدنيا وفي البرزخ وفي الآخرة.
And verily, this raising in levels, it is in this life, as well as in the grave, and as well as in the hereafter.
وقال عز وجل قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون.
And likewise, Allah mentioned, say, are those who know on the same level as those who do not know?
أي لا يستوون عند الله عز وجل.
The meaning of this verse is that they are not on the same level with Allah.
والآيات كثيرة جدا في فضل العلم.
And the verses about the merits of knowledge are numerous.
وقد ألفت في بيان فضل العلم الكتب الكثيرة.
And many works and books have been authored about the merits of knowledge.
وأما الأحاديث فمنها قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
As for the narrations of the Prophet, you have the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
كما رواه أبو داود وغيره من حديث أبي الدرداء رضي الله عنه.
As is reported in the Sunan of Abu Dawood from the Hadith Abu Dawood and other than Abu Dawood from the Hadith of Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu.
قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن العلماء ورثة الأنبياء.
Statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Indeed, the scholars are the inheritors of the prophets.
ألا وإن الأنبياء لم يورثوا دينارا ولا درهما.
Indeed, the prophets did not leave behind money, they did not leave behind silver or gold.
وإنما ورثوا العلم.
But that which they left behind was knowledge.
فمن أخذه أخذ بحظ وافر.
So whoever has taken this knowledge, he has taken a strong hold.
وقد ورد في أثر عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه.
And there's a narration that Abu Huraira said.
أنه خرج إلى الناس وهم في السوق.
That he went out to the people while they were in a marketplace.
فقال أنتم ها هنا والميراث للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقسم في المسجد.
And he said to the people in the marketplace, you are here while the inheritance of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is being distributed in the masjid.
فذهبوا يركضون إلى المسجد.
So the people began to run toward the masjid.
ثم رجعوا إليه.
And then they returned to Abu Huraira.
قالوا ما وجدنا مالا يقسم في المسجد.
And they said, we did not find any wealth being distributed in the masjid.
ماذا قال ماذا وجدتم؟
Abu Huraira said, what did you find?
قالوا حلقا يطلبون العلم.
They said, we found circles of knowledge.
منهم من يقرأ يطلب القرآن.
Some people were learning the Quran.
ومنهم من يتعلم الحديث.
And others were learning hadith.
قال هذا هو ميراث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Abu Huraira said, indeed, this is the inheritance of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ومن الأحاديث.
And likewise from amongst the narrations.
قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
من سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما.
Whoever treads a path seeking knowledge.
سهل الله له به طريقا إلى الجنة.
Allah would make his path by way of it, by way of him seeking knowledge. Allah would make his path easy for him to paradise.
رواه مسلم من حديث أبي هريرة.
This hadith is narrated in the Sahih of Imam Muslim from the hadith of Abu Huraira.
فهذا يدل على أن طالب العلم على طريق الجنة وفي خير عظيم.
So this informs that an individual who seeks knowledge, he is on the path of Jannah and he is on the path of good.
ودل الحديث الأول على أن مرتبة العلماء بعد مرتبة الأنبياء.
And the first hadith that I mentioned informs that the scholars are on the level right after the prophets and the messengers.
والأحاديث أيضا في هذا كثيرة.
And the narrations from the prophet are many in this regard.
فما هو هذا العلم الذي وردت فيه هذه الفضائل الكثيرة؟
So what is this knowledge that many of the merits have been mentioned about?
هو معرفة الحق الذي أنزله الله.
This knowledge is knowing the truth that was sent by Allah.
بدليله الشرعي.
With its legislated proofs.
في كل مسائل الدين.
In all of the affairs related to the religion.
سواء كانت من مسائل العقيدة.
Whether these are affairs related to belief.
أو من مسائل الفقه والأحكام الفقهية.
Or Islamic jurisprudence.
فالحق في هذا كله واحد.
The truth is only one.
لا يتعدد الحق.
It is not various paths.
والصواب واحد.
And that which is correct is one.
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned.
إذا اجتهد الحاكم فأصاب فله أجران.
If a ruler or a scholar, if he is diligent in seeking the truth, and he's correct, he gets two rewards.
وإذا اجتهد فأخطأ فله أجر.
But if he's diligent in seeking the truth, but he makes a mistake, then he gets one reward.
فجعل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المتكلمين في أمر الدين من العلماء.
So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم made the individual that speaks in the affair of the religion
قسمين.
Two categories.
لا ثالث لهما.
There's no third category.
إما مصيب في المسألة وله أجران.
Either the individual is correct and he gets two rewards.
أجر على اجتهاده وأجر على صوابه.
He gets a reward for his diligence and he gets a reward for being accurate.
وإما مخطئ في هذه المسألة فله أجر واحد.
Or he is mistaken in this affair, so he gets one reward.
وهذا الأجر على اجتهاده فقط أما الخطأ فلا أجر فيه.
And this reward that he has obtained is because of his diligence in seeking the truth, but he does not get a reward for being incorrect.
وهذا إذا كان هذا المتكلم أهلا لأن يتكلم في الدين.
This is if he is
عالما مجتهدا.
Qualified. If he's qualified. No, this is if he's qualified to speak about the religion.
أما إذا تكلم في الدين على جهل.
But if the individual has spoken about the religion upon ignorance.
من غير علم.
Without any knowledge.
فأولا هو آثم عليه ذنب عظيم.
First, he is upon sin, and there's a great sin upon the individual.
ثانيا لا يؤجر إذا أخطأ.
And the individual, there's no reward for him if he makes a mistake.
بل يؤاخذه الله على ذلك.
In fact, Allah تبارك وتعالى would punish him because of this.
لأن الله حرم علينا أن نتكلم في الدين بغير علم.
Because Allah عز وجل has forbade us to speak in the religion without knowledge.
قال تعالى ولا تقف ما ليس لك به علم.
Allah عز وجل mentioned and do not speak that which you have no knowledge of.
إن السمع والبصر والفؤاد كل أولئك كان عنه مسؤولا.
Verily the hearing and the sight and the heart, you would be questioned about all of them.
وذكر الله عز وجل جملة مما حرمه على عباده.
And Allah عز وجل from the things that he mentioned that he has made forbidden for his servants.
فقال تعالى قل إنما حرم ربي الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن.
Allah mentioned he has forbade the evil deeds, that which is hidden and that which is apparent.
والإثم والبغي بغير الحق.
And Allah has forbid sin and oppression without truth.
وأن تشركوا بالله ما لم ينزل به سلطانا.
And Allah forbade that you commit partners with him, which he has given no authority for.
وأن تقولوا على الله ما لا تعلمون.
And that you speak about Allah that which you do not know.
فهو من أعظم المحرمات.
So this is from the greatest of sins.
الثالث في حق من تكلم في الدين بغير علم.
And the third affair is about the individual who speaks about the religion without knowledge.
أنه إذا أصاب أرجو أن تنتبهوا لهذا.
He says, I hope you're paying attention. The person who speaks about the religion without knowledge, but he's correct.
إذا أصاب وهو يتكلم بغير علم.
He's correct, but he's speaking without knowledge.
لا يؤجر على صوابه.
He does not get a reward for being correct.
لأن إصابته الحق جاءت موافقة دون علم.
Because him arriving to the truth, it came by chance, without knowledge.
فعلينا أن نتجنب القول في الدين بغير علم.
So it is upon us to abstain from speaking in the religion without knowledge.
أعود إلى الأمر الأول المتعلق بالعلم بعد ذكر بعض فضائله.
I would return to the first affair related to knowledge after I mentioned some of the merits of knowledge.
وأن العلم معرفة الحق في كل مسألة بدليلها.
And that knowledge is knowing the truth in all affairs with its proofs.
أريد أن أنبه إخواني إلى أشياء ظنوها دالة على العلم المطلوب.
I want to inform my brothers about something that many of them thought that it indicates the knowledge which should be sought.
فأذكر أمرين اثنين في تعريف العلم.
I would mention two things about the definition of knowledge.
الأمر الأول قول عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه.
The first affair is the statement of Abdullah bin Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him.
ليس العلم بكثرة الرواية.
Knowledge is not having an abundant amount of narrations.
إنما العلم خشية الله.
Verily, knowledge is true fear of Allah.
هذا هو العلم.
This is knowledge.
لأنه ثمر من ثمار العلم الصحيح.
Because it is one of the fruits of authentic knowledge.
قال الله عز وجل إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء.
Allah mentioned, indeed, the people that fear Allah the most from His servants are the scholars.
والأمر الثاني في تحديد العلم ومعرفته.
And the second affair, as it relates to the definition and the understanding of knowledge.
ما قاله الإمام البربهاري رحمه الله في شرح السنة.
That which was mentioned by Imam al-Barbahari in شرح السنة.
وليس العلم عن كثرة الكتب والرواية.
Knowledge is not having an abundant amount of books and narrations.
وإنما العلم لزوم السنة.
But knowledge is abiding by the Sunnah.
فمن كان على السنة صاحب السنة فهو العالم وإن كان قليل الكتب والرواية.
So the individual who abides by the Sunnah, he is an individual who is knowledgeable even if he has less books.
ومن كان صاحب بدعة فهو الجاهل وإن كان كثير العلم والكتب الرواية والكتب.
And indeed, a person of innovation, he is ignorant, even if he has an abundant amount of narration and books.
وقد فسر بعض أهل العلم الجهل في بعض الأحاديث بالبدعة.
And some of the scholars, the Islamic scholars, they have defined ignorance in hadith as innovation.
من ذلك حديث أنس في البخاري.
From amongst those narrations is the hadith of Anas in Sahih al-Bukhari.
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
وقد ذكر بعض أشراط وعلامات الساعة.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned some of the signs of the last day.
قال ويقل العلم ويفشو الجهل.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in that narration said that knowledge would become less and ignorance would become spread.
وفي رواية يبث الجهل.
And in another narration, it would become spread and widespread.
قال أبو عثمان الصابوني رحمه الله في كتابه اعتقاد السلف أصحاب الحديث.
The scholar Sabuni رحمه الله تعالى, he mentioned in one of his books of the Aqidah of the people of Hadith.
قال العلم هنا السنة والجهل البدعة.
He said the knowledge that's being mentioned in this hadith, which is inside Bukhari, this knowledge is the sunnah, and that which is and the ignorance which is mentioned in the hadith, this is innovation.
وأن في هذا الحديث دليل.
And verily, in this hadith is a proof.
على أن أهل السنة في العالم قليل.
That the people of the sunnah in the world they are less.
وأن أهل البدعة كثير.
And verily, the people of innovation they are widespread and plentiful.
فعليك ألا تغتر بالكثرة.
So you should not be deceived by huge numbers.
بعد هذين التعريفين أن العلم الخشية والعلم السنة.
After we've mentioned these two things, and that is that knowledge is true fear of Allah and knowledge is the sunnah.
أريد أن أنبه إخواني إلى بعض الصفات.
I want to inform my brothers of some of the characteristics.
التي قد يغترون بها.
That you may be deceived by.
من ذلك أولا.
The first of these characteristics.
كما تقدم في كلام البربهاري.
As I mentioned previously in the speech of Imam al-Barbahari.
الاغترار بصفة الحفظ.
That you are deceived by an individual who memorizes a lot.
فتجد بعض الناس إذا وجد إنسانا يحفظ.
You find some people, if they find an individual who memorizes a lot,
يقبل عليه.
They would immediately approach him and seek from him.
ويأخذ العلم منه.
And they take knowledge from him.
ولا ينظر هل هو على سنة أم لا.
And they do not look, is he upon the sunnah or not?
الصفة الثانية إذا وجده صاحب علم بالمخطوطات والمطبوعات من الكتب.
Another characteristic is that you find people that are well knowledgeable about different prints of books.
فإذا سمعه يذكر بعض الكتب المخطوط والمطبوع اغتر به.
And if the person hears, if people hear him mentioning the manuscripts and the books, the printed books, they become deceived, they become dazzled by him.
وربما تسأل هذا الرجل عن مسألة في الوضوء.
And it's possible that you ask him about one issue pertaining to ablution.
في صفة وضوء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
In this description, about the description of the ablution of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
لا يستطيع أن يذكر المسألة بدليلها.
And he cannot mention the issue with its proofs.
ولكنه يعرف المطبوعات.
But he knows all of the books that are printed about this.
فلا بد أن نحذر ذلك.
So we have to be aware of this.
الصفة الثالثة.
The third characteristic.
أن يجده حسن التخريج للأحاديث.
You find that he's very versed in doing takhrij, showing you where the hadith comes from.
فيعرف مصادر الأحاديث.
So he knows the origin of the hadith, of the narrations.
وكلام بعض العلماء عليها.
And he knows the speech of some of the scholars pertaining to these hadith.
ويؤلف كتبا أو رسائل في ذلك.
And he authors books or treaties in that regard.
فيقول هذا الرجل الشاب.
And this young individual says,
هذا عالم.
Or the people say about him, oh, he's a scholar.
وهو لا يحسن مسائل العلم.
And he is not versed in the affairs of knowledge.
ولا يعرف بسنة.
And he is not known to be upon the sunnah.
وهناك صفات أخرى.
And there are other characteristics as well.
لا بأس أن أختم بالرابعة.
But I would mention, there's no problem in me mentioning the fourth.
وهي نقل الأقوال العلمية.
Is that he transmits statements about knowledge.
بعض الشباب,
some of the youth,
إذا وجد مدرسا,
if they find a teacher,
أو شيخا,
or a scholar,
في درسه,
in his lesson,
إذا جاء إلى مسألة,
if he approaches a particular issue,
ينقل أقوال العلماء فيها,
he transmits the statements of the scholars about that issue.
ويعزو الأقوال إلى الكتب.
And he refers those statements to books.
سواء كانت المسألة في علم الحديث والمصطلح.
Whether it's about hadith and the sciences of hadith.
أو في مسألة فقهية في العبادات والمعاملات.
Or if it's related to Islamic jurisprudence.
أو في أصول التفسير.
Or in the foundations of tafsir.
أو في أصول الفقه.
or in the foundations of Islamic jurisprudence,
فتجده ينقل عدة أقوال في الدرس لهذا الطالب.
You find that for the students, he mentions several statements from the scholars in on that issue.
فيقول هذا الطالب ما شاء الله هذا عالم أعلم من الفوزان أعلم من الشيخ ربيع أعلم من الغديان ما شاء الله أعلم من اللحيدان.
So now the people say when they find him mentioning these narrations, they say, wow, this individual is more knowledgeable than Fawzan, more knowledgeable than Luhaydan, more knowledgeable than Sheikh Rabia. And more knowledgeable than Sheikh Ghudayan, Allah yarhamah.
Shaykhuna, darastu alayhi sanawatin rahimahullah, rahmatan wasi'ah.
He says, he's my scholar, Sheikh Ghudayan, rahmatullah alayhi. He's my scholar and I've studied with him many years.
Shaykhana, huh?
لأن هؤلاء العلماء الكبار because these senior scholars
إذا درسونا وأنتم ترون ذلك
if they teach us and you see this you witness this
يعطيك الكلمات المختصرة
they give you the summarized speech
ويبين لك المسألة
and they clarify for the issue for you
ولا يظل ينقل لك وقال فلان وقال فلان وقال فلان
and they do not continue to transmit other statements for you
ولكن هؤلاء هم العلماء
and these are the true scholars
وهكذا في مسائل أصول الفقه
and likewise as it relates to Islamic jurisprudence
وأصول الحديث
and foundations of hadith
فإياك أن تغتر بمن يدرسك وينقل لك الأقوال الكثيرة
do not be deceived by those individuals that mention many statements
ولا تجد عنده تحقيقا للعلم
And he does not have the reality of the foundation of knowledge.
ومعرفة للصواب.
And knowing the truth.
فذكرنا اختصارا ألخص بعض ما تقدم.
I will summarize some of that which I have speeched.
أن النجاة.
Some of that which I have mentioned.
أن النجاة من الخسارة تكون بأربع صفات.
That salvation from destruction is with four characteristics.
فأخذنا الصفة الأولى وهي الإيمان.
We took the first one and that is faith.
وأن الإيمان يقوم على أمور منها العلم.
And that faith is built on affairs and from them is knowledge.
ثم ذكرنا بعض فضائل العلم.
And then we mentioned some of the merits of knowledge.
وأخذنا تعريفين مهمين لابن مسعود رضي الله عنه وللبربهاري.
And we took two definitions, one by Ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, and the second by Imam al-Barbahari.
وأن العلم الخشية ولزوم السنة.
And that knowledge is true fear of Allah and abiding by the Sunnah.
وذكرنا أربعة أمور.
And we mentioned four other affairs.
وصفات.
And characteristics.
يغتر بها بعض الناس ويظنونها هي العلم.
That individuals are deceived by and they think that this means a person has knowledge.
فأرجع إلى الإيمان.
So I would now return to the affair of faith.
فبعد العلم بعد العلم لا بد من العمل.
After knowledge, it is incumbent that you act upon it.
لذلك عطف في الآية العمل الصالح.
And because of that, righteous deeds were mentioned or coupled in the verse with faith.
والعمل الصالح من الإيمان.
And verily, righteous deeds is from having faith.
ولكن عطفه لبيان أهميته.
But Allah mentioned it to show its importance.
في نجاة العبد في الدنيا والآخرة.
With regards to the salvation of the individual in this life and the next.
وهذا العمل الصالح.
And this righteous, these righteous deeds.
لا يكون صالحا إلا بأمرين.
It was not be considered righteous. Except with two conditions.
أن تعمله خالصا لوجه الله تعالى.
That the individual does it with sincerity toward Allah.
وأن تعمله موافقا للسنة ثابتا في السنة النبوية.
And that the individual does it based on the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
والصفة الثالثة هي وتواصوا بالحق.
And this, the third characteristic is that the people join together upon the truth.
هي دعوة غيرنا.
Is this is calling other than us.
إلى ذلك الإيمان وذلك العمل الصالح.
That we call them to faith and we call them to righteous deeds.
وذلك الإيمان المبني على العلم وهو السنة.
And this faith is built upon knowledge which is the sunnah.
ومعرفة الحق بدليله.
And knowing the truth with its proofs.
فإذا فعلنا ذلك.
If we did this.
سنواجه أصنافا من الناس.
We would be faced by many different types of individuals.
الجاهل الذي يتقبل الحق.
We would be faced by individuals that are ignorant and accept the truth.
والجاهل المتكبر المعاند.
And we would be faced by individuals who are prideful, the individual who is ignorant and prideful.
وصاحب البدعة المجتهد في الدعوة إلى بدعته.
Likewise, an innovator who is very diligent in calling to his innovation.
وصاحب المطامع الدنيوية والسياسية.
And likewise, those who are very diligent in obtaining some type of world, political gain or worldly gain.
كل هؤلاء سيقفون أمام دعوتك إلى هذا الحق.
All of them would stand in your path of calling to the truth.
وإلى الإيمان الصحيح والعمل الصالح.
And your path of calling to righteous faith and righteous deeds.
فما علينا إلا أن يوصي بعضنا بعضا بالصبر.
So there's nothing that we can do except that we advise one another to be patient.
وهي الصفة الرابعة في هذه السورة الكريمة.
And this is the fourth characteristic that has been mentioned in this great verse, great sort of the Quran.
أن نصبر على هذا العلم والسنة.
That we have to be patient upon the knowledge and we have to be patient upon the sunnah.
فإن الحياة قصيرة.
For verily life is short.
والموت آت لا محالة.
And death is going to approach you without any doubt.
فبالله ما هو الثمن الذي من أجله تترك السنة؟
And I ask you by Allah, for what price would you abandon the sunnah?
السنة بها تنجو يوم القيامة.
Verily, with the sunnah, you would be safe on the day of judgment.
السنة بها ترد على حوض النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Verily, by way of the sunnah, you would drink from the basin of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فمن أجل ماذا تترك هذه السنة؟
So based on what would you abandon the sunnah of the Prophet?
الدنيا كلها منذ خلق الله السماوات والأرض إلى يوم القيامة لا تصلح ثمنا أن تبيع السنة من أجلها.
Verily, all of this world, from the day that Allah created the heavens and the earth until the day of judgment, it is not worth abandoning the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فلنحافظ ونصبر على هذه السنة.
So we should preserve and be patient upon this sunnah.
ولا نستجيب للفتنة ولأصحاب البدعة وشهوات الدنيا.
And we should not give in to the people of tribulation and the people of desires and the people of the dunya.
نموت يوم نموت ونحن محافظون على هذه السنة النبوية.
And by doing so we will die and we will die and the day that we will die we will upon the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
أسأل الله الكريم لي ولكم الثبات على السنة.
I ask Allah for me and for you firmness upon the sunnah.
وأن يجنبنا وإياكم الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن.
And that Allah protects us from all trials and tribulations, that which is hidden and that which is apparent.
وأنا أكتفي بهذا القدر من الكلام معكم وقد أطلت.
I would suffice with that which I have mentioned to you, and I have elongated that my speech.
ودخل الآن ضيفنا الذي ننتظره الشيخ الدكتور محمد بن أحمد الفيفي حفظه الله تعالى ونفع به ورفع قدره في الدارين.
And verily, our other guest has entered, Sheikh Dr. Muhammad bin Ahmed al-Fayfi, حفظه الله تعالى. May Allah preserve him and reward him.
فإليه وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله محمد.